Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. We're checking in today with Suri and one of the organizers of the upcoming Blue Hill Peninsula Night Sky Festival that kicks off this coming Sunday.
Hi, my name is Nancy Hathaway. I live in Surrey, and we're organizing the Blue Hill Peninsula Night Sky Festival. A little bit about myself, I was instrumental in the designation of Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monuments Dark Sky Sanctuary a number of years ago, and after that thought, well, why not save all of Maine's skies, and so founded and started the nonprofit Dark Sky Maine, and the website is darkskymaine.com. So you can refer to that for anything about dark skies in Maine. Actually, we really want to support anyone who's interested in helping with dark skies, keeping our skies, celebrating our night sky, which is not only for viewing, but it's also to protect animals, birds migrating, pollinators, moths, bees, and just a variety, also human health. What we really are promoting is not no light, but light that is safe and lights where we want lit, and not, especially not shining up into the night sky, which usually we don't need lights that shine up into the sky. So having a shield, or what we call a fixture, over the light bulb is above the plane of the sheet of the fixture, and we're encouraging light bulbs that are LEDs that are 2700 kelvins. So the Blue Hill Peninsula Night Sky Festival, we're celebrating the night skies here on the Blue Hill Peninsula. It starts Sunday, September 29th. The kickoff is Dance Under the Stars Star Party with the Loose Cannon Jug Band and an astronomer, Michael Marion, who lives close by here in MDI, and we'll have a star party, and he'll have a laser and telescopes. There'll also be an auction with some gear from Patagonia, and Pugnuts is offering and making a special ice cream for the event called Night Sky, and I tried it, and it's delicious. So we'll be auctioning off some pints, and also the first 20 people that arrive will get a free cup of Night Sky ice cream. And then we jump to Thursday at the library at noon. We'll have a talk on the Milky Way at night, a star party at Fly Point in Brooklyn at 6:30. Those are Thursday events. Friday, Defending the Dark with the filmmaker Tara Roberts in the Blue Hill Library at 3 o'clock. Conversation with the Dark Sky in the Congo Sanctuary, Congo Church, with Reverend Lisa Durkee and myself. And then that night, a star party on Newbury Neck Beach. Saturday, solar telescope viewing on the lawn of the library with astronomers with special telescopes that can look at the sun. And at noontime in the library, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and the Poetry of Night with an MMA professor, Andrew Kingston. Saturday night, Linda Greenlaw has offered her boat with astronomer Charlie Sawyer from Down East Amateur Astronomers. All of these are on the website, darkskymaine.com. You can email us at darkskymaine@gmail.com. The boat trip is at 7 o'clock, but we ask for reservations. And this is supported by Dark Sky Maine, Blue Hill Library, Patagonia, Pugnuts, Blue Hill Heritage Trust, Linda Greenlaw, and many astronomers. So if you have any questions at all, darkskymaine@gmail.com or darkskymaine.com website has all of the events.
That was Nancy Hathaway, organizer of the Blue Hill Peninsula Night Sky Festival. Her Gmail address again is darkskymaine@gmail.com, and the website for more information is darkskymaine.com. Nancy says the other activities are free, but for the boat trip, you do need to make reservations and buy tickets ahead of time. Again, darkskymaine.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.